I feel like this is, you know, home court advantage, talking to someone on Wharton Radio about Warby Parker. And obviously, it's not possible to write a business creativity book without mentioning them. It's just, it's required. It's part of the memo you get as an author these days. But I actually came across Warby Parker pretty early on in about 2010. I had just started teaching economics, and I had to write my first midterm exam, which filled me with a vague sense of horror. And I procrastinated, and everything I did to procrastinate became a question on the exam. This is also part of the art thinking framework of sometimes what you feel like you're doing to waste time is instrumental to the outcome. But what I realized was that you can think of Warby Parker as suiting this metaphor of what I call the letter and the envelope. So the letter is the work itself. The letter is a kind of creativity around product design. And then the envelope is creativity around the business model or the container in which the product exists. So Warby Parker did an amazing job of designing actual glasses. Neil Blumenthal, one of the founders, so they were all students at Wharton at the time. His friend Dave Gilboa had lost a pair of glasses in the seat back pocket of an airplane, and he was commiserating with Neil about his, you know, foregone $700 frames. And Neil said, you know, I hate to tell you, but those don't have to cost that much, because Neil had run an eyeglasses nonprofit before going to business school and had seen the glasses come off adjacent assembly lines in the factory. And so they realized that the whole industry was essentially this oligopoly or duopoly, tightly controlled by very vertically integrated corporations, the most famous of which is probably Luxottica. And they said, you know, we can change this. We can reorganize parts of the supply chain in a somewhat balletic, you know, efficiency as elegance of form sort of a way. And then they also decided to implement a one-for-one model so that every time you bought a pair of glasses, they would give a pair to charity. And one of the things I especially found thoughtful about that envelope design was that they didn't just give the glasses to people in poorer parts of the world. They partnered with local nonprofits, because if you just give glasses to people, you disrupt the ecosystem of the local market where people are already selling glasses. So they partnered with these charities that taught women to sell the glasses at locally agreed upon market rates, and they created jobs for women. They kept the, you know, kind of stasis in the ecosystem. And as Neil said, you know, design matters to everyone. The actual design of the glasses matters too.